August 9th, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
In spite of all the electronic effects they do drag in, virtuosity has almost become the rule.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Boy, howdy do I like that song. That was the band Lucy Loves Schroeder out of Dallas, Texas, a local band that unfortunately broke up before they had the opportunity to bust onto the big times. But you can still buy their album, Lucy is a Band, which that song, Then He Kissed Me, is from. And you can also still get an EP, which is super great and has a really awesome song on it called Zermatt, which is really, really good. Maybe I'll put it on another episode sometime. Yeah, Lucy Loves Schroeder. You can get both their EP, Dragon Lady, and that album, Lucy is a Band, right there at Amazon. So buy it quick while the stuff still exists, because it might go extinct sometime. Yeah, there is good news, of course. Sarah Rattle, lead singer, songwriter, chick, Sarah Rattle. She has her own solo stuff now under the band name Sarah Rattle. She did have an earlier solo album under the name Fred Savage Fan Club. You can tell they've got some clever naming conventions down yonder in the Sizzouth. Anyway, that was Sarah Rattle and Lucy Loves Schroeder, one of my favorite tracks, Then He Kissed Me. All right, up next, a band out of the lovely New York City. The band is I Am the World Trade Center. They have a new album that's just come out called The Cover Up. It's a great album. You can get it in iTunes or Amazon or other music. It's available widely, and it's worth checking out. Look for links on the Sounds of My Head website, thesoundsofmyhead.com, which is kind of silly for me to tell you since you obviously downloaded this, so you know where to go. But anyway, the song I'm going to do is called Going Underground. It's one of my favorites off the new record, which is not my favorite record. You should definitely check out their earlier records, in particular The Tight Connection, which is my favorite album of theirs to date. This new one, not half bad, but not 100% good. So check it out right here on The Sounds of My Head. Where else are you going to hear I Am the World Trade Center?
In your so kind. You want more money, of course, but I'm mine to find.
get some pleasure out of hate me. I'm enough already on my plate. Some people might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging. What you see is what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. Choose or lose and place your trust. As the lies wash you down and the promises rush. You see kidney machines.
Tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Try it then.
Thank you.
That was the band Moog Cookbook with their cover of Sweet Home Alabama from their super great album. Moog Cookbook plays all your classic rock favorites. The Moog Cookbook is still around, regardless of if they haven't released an album in many, many a year. But they're super great, and you should definitely look for them on Amazon and be on the lookout for remixes they do, like the one that's playing behind me right now, which is an awesome, awesome remix of Ayers' Kelly Watch the Stars by the Moog Cookbook. So, they are cool. So the Moog Cookbook right there with Sweet Home Alabama. Okay, up next, lastly on this episode, is San Diego's Pinback. They're an indie rock favorite. They do these really kind of down-tempo songs. A lot of them have quirky lyrics. Others of them don't. They have neat album art. Sometimes, other times, they have crappy album art. Anyway, this is the song Tripoli. It's my favorite. It's from their my favorite song by Pinback. It's from their first self-titled album. You can get it in iTunes or at Amazon. And Other Music has everything by them on their website, with the exception of the self-titled album, which I can't figure out. So I'm sure if you go to Other Music, they'll have it, but whatever. So here it is right now on The Sounds of My Head, Pinback and their song Tripoli. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head, the music I talked over this week. In addition to the Moog Cookbook's remix of Kelly Watch the Stars by Air, I also talked over the Moog Cookbook's cover of Buddy Holly by Weezer. And the music that I'm talking over now is Roll Credits by Kid Koala. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, send them to Daniel at thesoundsinmyhead.com, and we'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.